Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore Ravens take on the Chicago Bears this Sunday at M&T Bank Stadium. The Bears 4-2. Ravens 1-6. Joining us right 1-5. I'm sorry. Joining us right now from the Bear Report, he is Zach Pearson. What's going on, Zach?
Hey, how's it going?
No, doing well, man. As we get ready for this matchup right here on Sunday at M&T Bank Stadium, what is more surprising, the Bears at 4-2 or the Ravens at 1-5?
Oh, man. I'd probably say from the outside looking in, I'd say the Ravens, just because I thought, you know, they would be, you know, them in Buffalo battling out to represent the AFC. With the Bears being 4-2, I guess it's not as surprising due to the schedule being a little easier than I thought it would be at this point. It does toughen up here, but I definitely say Baltimore more surprising.
Are you a diehard Bears fan your whole life?
Yeah, I grew up around the area. Yeah, so I followed a lot of bad football over my life.
That's kind of where I'm going. So how do you feel about your team? Do you finally feel like you have a quarterback? I mean, I feel like you have a great head coach, and I'm interested to see how everything plays out, but how do you feel about your team overall?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm excited for it, for this team. I think, like you said, they have the right head coach. I thought that in the offseason. I think they have the right quarterback. I do think he needs to make, you know, some improvements and get better on some carries of the game. But, you know, while excited, you know, you have to be a little cautious. Like, we're used to being cautious here. They were 4-2 last year, and the wheels totally fell off, and they lost, you know, 10 straight games or whatever it was. I don't think that'll happen this year, I think they're on the right track, and whether they make the playoffs this year or not, I'd probably lean no. I think they're building towards that for next season for sure.
Yeah, I hope so, because I'm a big fan of your quarterback here with Zach Pearson from the Bear Report. I'm a Caleb Williams fan, however, I got to be honest. He has not completed more than 60% of his passes in the last 3 weeks. He's only been over 100 passer rating once this year. Am I expecting too much from him? Am I saying expectation too high when I say he can be a franchise quarterback? Or am I spot on with this based on what you see?
I mean, I think he can be a franchise quarterback. I think the expectations have to be that, because he was number one overall. And right, you know, they turned down the chance for other teams to trade up and get him potentially. So, yeah, I mean, I think he could be a franchise quarterback. What you said there, though, you know, the last three games, and that's kind of where I'm at with it, is we haven't seen the consistency of being a good quarterback for multiple games in a row. He had that huge game against Dallas, but Dallas' defense is pretty bad. He struggled against the Raiders, you know, struggled a little bit against Washington. But look, also, you know, on the other side of that, he's led a couple go-ahead drives already this year to win him a couple games. So I think it's six games with Ben Johnson. Last year to me was a total wash for him, just because of what he had to go through. I mean, his pass game coordinator to start the year ended up being his head coach, in November. So, yeah, a lot went wrong last year. There was not good vibes in that building. It was a train wreck. So I'm going to give us more time this year with Ben Johnson and maybe see where we're at the end of the season.
I always talk to my co-host about the most important position on the field, and that's wide receiver, of course. Let me talk about Roma Dunzie. What are you seeing with him? Because it finally seems like maybe he's taking that step forward. Is he the Bears' number one? Because I kind of feel like there's been a little bit of, disarray with DJ Moore and Caleb Williams, that Rome's kind of fit into this offense better. Are you seeing any of that?
Yeah, I would agree. I you just don't see that connection between DJ and Caleb like you do with Caleb and Rome. Rome really put the work in this offseason. He went out, he trained with Caleb Williams. I believe they had some throwing sessions. He has been their number one wide receiver, this season, and he's developed into that. He's developed into the guy that you expected him to be when you take him at number 10 overall. And frankly, I think there's an argument he could be the best wide receiver in that class, probably between him and Malik Nabers. But yeah, Rome, when you watch Rome, it's not only the route running, it's the hands. I mean, he's dropped a couple passes, but he's going up and getting some contested catches. The route running is really smooth. He's getting open, and he's actually, yards after catching it, he's been a little better than I thought. So he's definitely developing into that number one wide receiver spot. They have another guy in that offense, I think, that hasn't got a lot of looks yet as a rookie, but I think he could develop into their future number two, potentially, with Luther Burden.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Zach Pearson joins us from the Bear Report. Zach, your team as a whole, 12 sacks in six games, and 4.5 of those are from Javon Dexter and Montez Sweat. Is this more of a pass rush by committee for this Bears defense?
Yeah, it is. And it's kind of tough to say because they paid Montez Sweat a lot of money to be a top pass rusher, and he just hasn't been able to be that guy. But I think if he told that to Dennis Allen that it's a pass rush by committee, he wouldn't mind that at all. They have enough guys to kind of get to the quarterback. They're starting to get to the quarterback a little more. It was a bit of a struggle early in the season. But, Dennis Allen has done wonders with his defense. I mean, he's disguising blitzes. He's bringing pressure. He's got stunts up front. And we saw that against the Saints where it was just a masterclass from Dennis Allen outside of two drives. So, yeah, I would say they need more, though, from their pass rushers. They obviously need more from Montez Sweat. He needs to be that dominant pass rusher. They just haven't gotten much on the opposite side of him. Most of their sacks have probably come up the middle from Dexter and other guys like that. So getting Austin Booker back this week will help.
Zach, if you don't mind my asking, why did they expect a Sweat to be that dominant pass rusher? up until the time they got him, he never had double-digit sacks. He's only done it one time, and that was actually the year that you acquired him midseason.
Yeah, because he had 6-6. Well, they just see him. I think that's just Ryan Poles believing that he can be with that potential and what he did show. I know you said didn't hit double digits, but Ryan Poles believes he can have that potential, and they paid him a lot of money, so they're banking on that. But and also part of that too is they went out and got Dio Odabingo from Indianapolis,
yeah.
And he's not, outside of 1 week, he has really struggled. They paid a lot of money for him too.
One last thing, facing Roquan Smith, it looks like he'll be back this week. What are your thoughts on Roquan? Did you love him when he was there? Did you feel like it was time to move on from him?
Yeah, he was awesome. His rookie year is my second year covering the team, and he was a great guy. Awesome player, too. You could see right away, he was going to be a star. His first game against Green Bay comes in, and we had a couple of big plays. Yeah, he was great to talk to. I always thought, you build around him. We have a history of linebacker play, as you guys do in Baltimore, Urlacher and Buckus and Singletary and Briggs. And you thought, okay, you're going to add Roquan Smith's name to that. And then the whole contract situation and all the stuff that went into that. It was a little disappointing, in my opinion, just because I thought that's a homegrown player. That's someone you drafted. That's someone you can build your defense around. We'll see. I'm curious to see how much of a revenge game it is for Roquan and how personal he's going to take it.
There he is. Hey, Zach Pearson, the Bear Report. Thanks a lot, my friend. And, good luck after Sunday.
Yeah, you guys too. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.